This is HPR episode 2817 entitled, Are You Successful? Click to find out more. It is hosted by Clacky and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, the answer may surprise you.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Clacky. One of my heroes is Alexander Boga, or that's his name in his passport. Of course, his real name, because that's the name he uses on IRC, is Regenaxa. He's the author of PicoLisp. I was on PicoLisp, on the PicoLisp channel on Freenode 2 years ago, and some dude bro popped in. And it was clear from context that this was not the first time this particular person was there. And he berated the project for not having a Git repo and not having an issue tracker and why is everything so unconventional? Why isn't the language compiled? That's so stupid. And he continued to say that, oh, if this project would just hang out more on hacker news and attract more people on GitHub, more users would come to the language and the language would be successful. And here's what Regenaxa replied. He has been using it to earn money for 3 decades. PicoLisp came out in 1988. And some other people have been using the language too, professionally, and he enjoys working in it. It solves exactly the problems he set out to solve when he created the programming language. It has the performance it needs to have, and if you need more performance, you can always drop down in C. The C integration with PicoLisp is very good. And it has a nice community. The IRC channel has a bunch of people who like solving problems with PicoLisp and discuss the language and generally hanging out in the channel and discussing all kinds of things. So there's nothing that really needs to change here. He's satisfied with how PicoLisp and the community works. So I come back to that conversation quite often because people talk so much about making things successful. And this is an interesting counterpoint, and Haskell has a similar idea where the Haskell motto is avoid success at any cost. Although I've been told that the parentheses are actually avoid success at any cost. Like success is desirable, but you cannot sacrifice too many other things to reach it. You do not want to achieve success by sacrificing things that are actually core to the project. So this 5-minute exchange on IRC in the beginning of 2017, that will probably stay with me for the rest of my life because it's so important. You define what success means. One project I can think of that is hugely successful and doesn't have millions of users or millions of dollars coming in is Hacker Public Radio.
Na 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 na.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday.
Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike 3.0 license. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Bum 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 bum.